Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Allison Knezevich of the Baltimore Sun. Allison, you spent a lot of time covering events in Baltimore County, and there's an interesting race shaping up in the state Senate. Tell us about it.
Yes. Senator Jim Brochin, who's been in office for over a decade, he's facing a challenge from Connie DeJulius, who's a former member of the House of Delegates, both Democrats. It's a primary challenge.
And she's gotten an important endorsement.
She recently got the endorsement of County Executive Kevin Kamenetz.
She's a Democrat.
A Democrat, yes. And she's also been endorsed by Governor Martin O'Malley.
Will this be a plus for her in this district? We think this has gotten to be a more Republican district.
Yes. Senator Brochin's district, the lines changed in a way that made it more conservative. He gained areas in the northern part of the county, which are more conservative, and he lost areas around Pikesville, which lean Democratic.
But in the past, he's overcome things like this. I think the district that he ran in to begin with was not really advantageous to him.
Yes, he's known for his campaigning, and he bills himself as very independent. He's been successful as a Democrat representing a constituency that includes a lot of Republicans.
Allison, my guess is, and generally speaking, we know that Senator Brochin and Senator Miller, the Senate president, have not gotten along. But specifically, what has he done? What has Senator Brochin done that has upset people like the governor?
I think he's voted against some of Governor O'Malley's initiatives. He voted against some of the tax increases. He's gone against fellow Democrats in certain hot-button issues like the DREAM Act, the repeal of the death penalty. He voted against both of those.
So that it sounds as if they believe that Senator Brochin is voting more like a Republican. And what we could safely assume, I think, is that he realizes what his new district looks like.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising, actually, then, that he would have generated this kind of opposition.
Yeah. He calls himself Maryland's most independent senator. He says he votes by the issues and not by the party.
So there's that. He's obviously flying the independent flag in that district. And as you say, he also runs very energetic campaigns. He's very famous for the enormous political signs that he puts out on the street, and you can hardly not know his name. He must have as much name recognition as almost anybody out there.
Yeah, he's known for his signs and also for knocking on doors.
It's a campaign in which endorsements will really matter. If you have low turnout and you have people that are being endorsed heavily in one way or another, particularly if they put boots on the ground, it will matter. So we'll see what happens. Allison, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For Allison Knezevich, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.